This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Been all my life. 7 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program for September 14th. The good news is Jay Kirshner is here alive and kicking. Where did that expression come from, do you suppose? Alive and kicking. Let's see here. The story that we start with, this is a son and a father together at an event. The son gets lost in the crowd. So strangers start chanting the name of his father. The musicians are playing street music. They created a song for young Eduardo, who was lost. This is kind of cool.
This is a cool story, yeah.
This is cool.
It was such a scary moment where a parent and their young child get separated in a crowd, and one of the bystanders, or one of the strangers, I'll say, put the kid up on his shoulder so the dad, once he could hear that people were chanting his name and go into that direction, could see his child up in the air, kind of, and just be able to get to him and be reunited. But the fact that the child was like, you know, here, this is my dad's name, and they started chanting it, and then it turned into this song. You just have this big group of people identifying the dad and getting his attention to get over, because, you know, he was clearly upset and searching for his child.
Wouldn't you be? I would be.
I would be
child
distraught.
Of that age.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's a good. It's a motivation for people, knowing also that there are lots of good people, many more good people in the world. And then there are bad people. It's just that these stories don't get told except here. So happy to bring you up to date on things like that, because those stories matter as well. Here's a name that matters. Peter Zatko. You know who Peter Zatko is?
Sounds familiar.
Peter Zatko is the head of security at Twitter. And he appeared before Congress. The widespread security flaws that have been rumored, he says, he's the whistleblower, says that users' data, sensitive data, has been at risk. And he pointed his finger and had the evidence. Foreign agents from China employed at Twitter. And so this goes back 10 years. The problems with Twitter, the Federal Trade Commission, came after all kinds of allegations against Twitter and what a Swiss cheese operation they had to protect the sensitive information that you have put into your Twitter account.
Well, it seems like most social media is at risk, but also let's think about all of these different things that people do, the quote-unquote fun stuff of you take these little surveys and you say your child. Yeah, well, not just clickbait, but you put this out there and you actually are saying what your street is that you grew up on, or what the name of your favorite teacher and school you went to, which are all questions when sometimes you forget your password, you have these security questions.
Yeah.
And a lot of times those little survey things that are so much fun
name.
Include those answers that you're just putting out there into the world.
Yep. And by the way, for those who haven't followed, you've seen the Elon Musk concern, his $44 billion buyout at $54.20 a share. His concern was that was the reason that he brought this up. You know, he said, okay, I'll buy it. And then he started nosing around and said, ooh, I don't want to buy this mess.
Well, and how many users were actual users and not bots?
Yeah. Well, apparently Twitter shareholders yesterday voted to approve Musk's buyout. The current price is $42 a share. He's going to give them $54 a share, which is, I guess if you're smart, you go buy, probably the stock's gone up to 50 more bucks by now. The word was out. Anyway, he accused Twitter of making these false statements, and then he didn't need to take him to court, he was, but he was all over what Zatko was saying, the whistleblower, and that's why he stopped. So now that they've identified the Chinese as the problem, you cut them out. And one wonders what the dealings are with, you know, as Tesla continues to grow, how much of that car is made in China? And is this going to be somebody saying to Elon Musk that he's a hypocrite because he's going after the Chinese for messing up Twitter, but yet how many Chinese components are there in your cars, pal? That's a question. I'll tell you something else that has floated this week, and this is the kind of thing that I think we should be talking more about. People should know, taxpayers should know, there's an edict. The federal government has declared that no parts made in China be used in any plane manufactured for use by the military. Or, in fact, never mind just planes, anything. Ships, cars, you name it. And so they're having a real hard time, obviously, finding, or the people that are building these things, in order to get the bid, they have to agree not to use Chinese parts. Well, apparently, some watchdog group took apart, who knows how it is, or maybe it was, I don't know, there was a watchdog group or one of the general accounting office guys jumping into a plane, but they took apart the parts book for an F-13 or whatever, who knows what the plane is, and they found 30 different parts in the plane that were made in China. So I don't know if you've seen this. So these guys are raising hell in Washington. As well they should. If you pass, first of all, the government is trying to get away from doing business with China. The government was responsible for us doing it, but now it's got different leadership. Let's see if we can cut our ties, at least as far as, as far as looks are concerned. We want to not have that same dependence on China, which we all have. I told you the story the other day, right, Jay, of something I don't think I did tell you this. I had a spring break on one of my trailers, one of the farm trailers they used to haul tractors and equipment around on.
Okay.
So I went down to the spring. There's a spring rebuilding store or garage about 15 miles from me down in Shrewsbury near Worcester. So I go in there all the time. Guys know me. They know that I'm the farmer, yada, yada, yada. One guy listened to me on the radio. And I said, okay, here we have this. The last year I rebuilt the trailer, put six new springs on, two on each axle. And so here's one, after just a year, it's broken. And I said, without knowing, I was being facetious, did this damn thing come from China? So the guy says, well, let me go out back and get you a new one. And he goes out back and he brings me this new spring, and it's got stamped on it. What do you think it says on the spring? In big letters.
Is it made in Taiwan?
Made in China.
I'm joking.
Yeah, no, yeah. Not made in Taiwan, which it was. Made in China.
Everything. It really is astounding.
It's crazy.
I feel like so many of us now are trying to find things that are specifically made in America, but we count it as a win if it's just made anywhere other than China.
Right.
At this point.
You're so right. We used to talk about, it wasn't a dishwasher, but something that I had to have. And it was made in Mexico. I thought, wow, this is great. Let's buy it. It's made. We used to remember 20 years, 30 years ago, we were ready to burn Mexico down because they were stealing all the American jobs. Now, wow, it's made in Mexico. Let's buy it. Right? Made in Taiwan. Made anywhere. Look at all the clothing. It's now made in Bangladesh and Vietnam and those places that used to be made in China. So we're still making them in sweatshops, but at least it's not Chinese sweatshops. I don't know whether that's an improvement or it isn't, but anything not to do business with the damn Chinese government. And you know what? I'm so tired of people saying, you racist, no good. It has nothing to do with race, and I'm the last thing from being a racist. I'm a realist. The Chinese are not our friends. We have been dumb enough and greedy enough, if you want to call it that. Some people call it greed. I don't know. It's business, good business, to get things done so that you save money at the end and the companies make money. But we can't do that anymore because we cannot be doing business. Sooner or later, we just have to stop everything. We've stopped the Chinese from buying land and buying companies in America, but we haven't, stopped in our own way spending money to you know, to make our lives supposedly better if we have more money, especially now when things are as tight as they are. So there's some food for thought. The rise in deaths from alcohol is alarming. I'm going to tell you what's being suggested to spur the number of people dying from alcohol. And that story's up after this.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Paid for by government.com. Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgan's. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Over the years, people who have listened to me know that I don't pull too many punches. Certainly Jay and her colleagues, Jennifer and Victoria and other women who have shared the stage with me and other people who've been on this program over the years knows that I am pretty poignant when it comes to stuff like advertisements, even if they're paying to be on the program, that don't make me feel like I'll take anybody's money as long as it's legal and put the product info on the air. Mm-hmm. And then if I feel like I want to talk about it, I will. And that spot that starts, as a matter of fact, James, that spot that we played with Big Lou, you have it there. Can you play the beginning, the first phrase, first sentence or two? And then I want to tell everybody how wrong that spot is. Yeah, do you have it? Can you play it?
I can pull it up.
Can you go back
one sec
and pull it up? But I object to the phrase in the spot that says everybody's on this drug, that drug. Certainly there's a problem with stuff. All right, you got it, James. I went to specifically hear the beginning. Jay, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, there's some questionable stuff. Certainly sexist.
Right, sexist.
Putting everybody
stuff
in a box.
Right, everybody's on everything. No.
All those money-grubbing exes, and now your new trophy wife.
Yeah, right. I just think that we'll continue to...
it's a good thing. Like, Lou's just like you. He's on wife number two.
Play the beginning of it again.
Blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them.
No.
You're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit...
They are. Not everybody's not on them. And so, anyway, but the point is that you can get term insurance, and that's okay. But... the rest of it is, it's all of these damn spots. They spent 15 seconds at the beginning telling you why you should do this, that, or the other thing. And then they spent 45 seconds telling you why it's a bad idea. All right. Anyway, but keep sending your money and we'll keep playing them.
Yeah,
21 after the hour.
Tahib.
Duo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The American Family Farmer podcast. A story from Oklahoma this week. A couple using what's called polyculture to grow sustainable food. Stephen and Tammy Bell of Pryor, Oklahoma. They have established Waterline Farm. The goal is to use sustainable methods free of chemicals to grow their own fruits and vegetables and that sort of thing, using regeneratively focused agriculture.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. So, Jay, we have this thing floating around here in New England anyway, and he's not even in New England anymore. He even sold his house up here. But you can talk until you're blue in the face about Tom Brady and his wife, and people will listen. They want to hear the story, especially the gossip, a lot of speculation, and we're going to talk about that. What's going on with this heretofore happily married couple? Are they still happily married? We'll figure it out after this.
Straight Talk Wireless knows there are plenty of reasons you might need a new phone. But switching to a better wireless provider doesn't have to be one of them. Keep your own phone and save when you switch to any Straight Talk Wireless plan, like our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot, plus nationwide 5G and America's best networks. Keep your own phone. Switch to a better wireless plan. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Requires a compatible online phone and QIOP kit. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving. And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about.
Just happy to be here.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Oh, let's go.
Okay, so the as I use the word speculation that's swirling around the marriage of the formerly happily married Tom Brady and Giselle, his wife. I'm not going to pronounce her last name because I always get it wrong.
Bungie.
Anyway, so he left the practice earlier in the season in August because his wife was annoyed with him and he was trying to smooth it out, it looked like, right?
Well,
is that sort of the
and
story?
It's been discussed, so many things, so many aspects of their lives have been discussed in the news over pretty much their entire relationship.
Right.
And there were certain things about how they wanted to be hands-on parents. They did not want any nannies or anybody else raising their children. So while he was doing football, she would do the parenting thing, pretty much
right.
Take the reins of all of it, and the home life and the homemaker. But she was the supermodel, and she is still a supermodel, and she has her own career goals. And so it's kind of like, okay, you do this, then when you're done, we switch roles. You do the home life stuff, and I'll go and start doing my things, because they also don't want to be traveling at the same time. And again, goes back to other people raising their children. It's to each their own, and that was their decision. Well, then he retires, and then he unretires, then he retires again, and then he unretires again. And she is in the upcoming Elle's October issue, where she discusses things where it's also, she's kind of like you, Doug, in the sense of football. She calls it a violent sport, and she's worried about her children and how his own health is, and she wants him to be a more present parent. And when it is time for the season, he's more focused on that. When it's the off season, he's very involved, but she also has her own things. And at her current age of 42, she feels more, even more so passionate about going and doing all of her own things. And it's like she gets these promises, and all of a sudden the rug's pulled out from under her. But I think that they're going to be okay, because they've already put in so much time together.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually he is going to have to retire and stay retired.
Yeah, sooner or later. But
someday.
Is it on his terms, her terms, their terms? Do they figure it out together? It didn't look like there was too much togetherness on his coming back into the fold here. That didn't look like. The two children are 9 and 12, right? And he's got one with Bridget Moynihan. No, he's got three kids. Jack is the stepson from Giselle. All right, 28 after. Joining me for a return engagement, that sounds really formal, Elizabeth, isn't it? Elizabeth Miller from Calatran is here with the Labor Day sale. But if you expect to lose weight and be healthy and to do it safely, you're not going to do it by losing 30 pounds in a month.
It's losing weight the right way, by giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally. Your muscles are becoming more defined. They're back like when you were younger, you know, so it does help with natural energy throughout your day. It's great for sleep at bedtime. And then, of course, over time, you're going to start seeing the inch loss and the pound loss. Right now, we've got our huge Labor Day sale up, buy three, get three free. Toploss.com. You can do that by phone. Our number is toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And don't forget to use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G. That's going to get you free shipping on all your Calatran orders, too.
Calatran, not a drug, not a stimulant, not a quick fix, not a fad. It is something that works.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Napa!
At Napa, when you take care of your ride, we take care of you. That's why a $25 digital gift card can be yours when you buy 10 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil products at Napa Auto Parts. That's a reward for rewarding your ride and a way to treat yourself after treating your motor. So give your ride the premium motor oil it deserves and get rewarded in return.
Napa!
Offer ends 10/31/22. Void where prohibited. Terms apply. For complete details, visit pennzoil.com/rewards.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A mail package minimally exploded on the campus of Northeastern University in Boston late Tuesday. The college said a staff member suffered minor injuries. Philippe Colon is with the Boston PD.
On arrival, they located a 45-year-old male who is a staff member suffering from minor hand injuries relative to a package that had exploded.
Authorities said another suspicious package was found near a prominent art museum, and the FBI was assisting in the investigations. A federal judge has approved the release of a less redacted version of the affidavit for the FBI raid on President Trump's home. On Tuesday, Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt had ordered the additional partial unsealing of the affidavit. The document shed more light on the Biden Department of Justice's reasoning behind the Mar-a-Lago raid, but many questions still remain. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day Show.
Joining me in the studio is my new grandson, Jasper. All right, so Jasper is fascinated with the microphone, and that means he may end up on the floor because most everything he grabs. But he's very expressive about things, and he has a lot to say about a lot of things, right? Huh? What? What else do you have to say? Right into that microphone, that's it.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Wednesday morning. The focus on the good stuff. Focus on, I was just listening to my grandson there. Oh, my God. That brings, when I listen to him and I see Miles and remember him when he was that size, and starting to make noise, it just fills my heart, my being up with, there's nothing, there's a picture that is posted, I think you posted it on the Doug Steffen, the Good Day Show Facebook page. I posted it on my Doug Steffen Facebook page of me and Sophie and Jasper and Brendan at the farm last weekend. It was actually taken by Bob Kay, because he comes to the farm on the weekends when we're having our farmer's market, and he plays music for everybody. We keep it all in the family, Jay, all in the family. So anyway, it just is, when I listen to that, I hear the very best of the best, and we all should have that.
It's such a great photo. It's actually posted twice, because I posted it and Bob posted it. But Jasper sticking his tongue out at you.
It is so cute. So here's some good news from the folks at the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. There have been a lot of people concerned about Artemis 1. A couple of cancellations, one because of technicalities and things that weren't working right, one of the motors, one of them was a weather thing. So now the next attempt, apparently, to launch the uncrewed Artemis 1 lunar mission is September the 27th, which is a Tuesday. And then the backup date after that is October 2nd. Remember, as much of this is dependent on where the moon is as to whether the thing is working right. You can't just send it out there. You got to have it planned, the route. It's like if you go to Florida and you don't plan the route, you're liable to get lost along the way. And the same happens when you're shooting into outer space. Do you think that the Webb telescope that was been, well, Hubble, any of them, the Mars missions, you don't think that those had roots? They had roots in the sky. The plane that carries me from Los Angeles to Boston and back again, you think that they just kind of figure out when they're up there where they're going? No. They file a flight plan before they take off that says, okay, we're going to go over Las Vegas, we're going to go over Wichita, we're going to go over Chicago, Cleveland, and then go to Boston. Okay,
if there's a storm, they have to reroute, but they take notice of how they're going to do that and where they're going to do that, because there's other planes up in the air, and everybody has to kind of follow the same format.
There are five, at any given moment, from 5 o'clock in the morning until midnight, there are at least 5,000 planes in the skies over our country. And you think about how the system works now, and remember when things were not as, when the radar wasn't as good, and planes had to fly when they could see where they were going, and the number of, there were crashes, not all the time, but there were one plane would crash into another plane, or they'd get too close to a mountain or something, and that's because the technology wasn't that good. Now the technology is great. Do you realize that if there is a plane in the same airspace as you that is within 500 miles, there's a warning that goes off in the cockpit. Planes send out, they emit a sort of, it's not a radar, but it's a signal that is there for everybody, and it is absorbed by the computer system in the plane, so that it automatically takes, especially if it's within 50 miles, it automatically takes evasive action, so that those sorts of things can't happen.
Wow.
And even the smallest of the commercial planes have that same stuff. And most of the, whether you fly on a smaller regional jet or a big plane, they all have the same technology in them. And yeah, it's kind of cool. So, and so is the business with NASA and the this thing. It's going to be a really good feather as the Webb tells us. This is where we should be spending our money. You know, there's a lot of speculation today. I talked a couple of hours ago about Trump and how much time we waste trying to get him and try to discredit him. And, you know, let's keep moving and let's take our eyes off of that and move it to something else, as much as people who don't like him. I mean, I don't like... There's another story. The day will come when we don't talk about Trump. And I make a point of not talking much about it, but there's some things that come up that are really in need of some kind of commentary or focus. And one of them is the way the Agriculture Department was handled under Sonny Perdue, who was just the world's worst. The worst choice that Trump could have possibly made for that job, but he didn't really make it because he didn't really care about agriculture, even though much of the agricultural community will tell you that they'd rather vote for Trump than vote for Biden or whoever else the Democrats put up. I get that. but he didn't do you any favors, that's for sure. And now there's an investigation going on. Small Business Administration has an inspector general's office, just like all the other administrative posts have, and there's a report issued earlier today that raises concerns and a lot of questions about money that was sent overseas to supposedly help other countries that have COVID or had COVID problems. So we sent $1.3 billion in COVID aid to small businesses that were overseas. But apparently what the inspector general is finding, most of the money benefited overseas crime syndicates.
And
who
that's
applied.
The problem with actually sending money. Send the actual stuff.
Send the stuff.
The tests or send the vaccines or send the whatever else you need to send. Stop.
So is Trump to blame for that, or you want to blame somebody else? I mean, blame never gets you any place. I don't think Trump had his eye on the ball and a lot of stuff that probably he needed to. But the president, I've said this 100 times, I've said it once. It's too complicated a job for one person. We should have co-presidents. One who's the administrator, if you will, and the other person is the glad hander. Goes around and shakes hands and kisses the babies and goes overseas to the Queen's funeral and all that other stuff. But we need to have a good administrator who understands. And that was my hope when Trump got elected, because he's a businessman. He would watch that stuff, but he got too wrapped up in personalities, and so it didn't go anywhere. Okay, tell me what you think of this. I started to talk about this in the last hour, and I didn't have enough time, so I decided I would save this focus on alcoholism. Oregon, for many people, Oregon is the country's drinking paradise. They have more craft distilleries there than any place else, more than Kentucky even, more than California in terms of wineries and beer craft distilleries. They call Portland Beervana because there's so many breweries there. Mm-hmm. But they also have the biggest problem in our country with alcoholism. Last year in Oregon alone, listen to this, Jay, 2,200 people died of alcohol poisoning. More than twice the number of people killed by bad drugs, like heroin and fentanyl. So we're paying a lot of attention to meth and fentanyl and all that stuff. But what about the people who are drinking themselves to death?
Mm-hmm. Oh, especially during the pandemic when everything shut down. How many times do we hear from people who had said they really kicked up their drinking? People who weren't problem drinkers, who were just typical glass here and there and all of that. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, restaurants started having to-go alcohol was like a big deal.
Well, I think in looking at the stats here, I'm looking over some interesting stats from this past year and what happened. You right talking about COVID. The story of a woman whose son drank himself to death. Mm-hmm. He lost his job, and instead of taking drugs, he just drank.
Well, and that goes to show the deeper issue, too, where there is depression involved a lot of times, where people are numbing their pain. The same reason oftentimes people will turn to drugs. It's numbing, thinking they're numbing the pain, but when you come down or sober up a little bit, it always feels so much worse.
Well, so in Oregon, they're confronting the problems before the state legislature at the moment. They're talking about eliminating the sale of to-go cocktails. Let's see here. The Alcohol and Drug Policy Commission says that their policies are they want to encourage the business side of this. But they're also, with that, they're encouraging more people to drink because there are more bars around. It's easier to get liquor at restaurants and get it delivered to your home, that sort of thing. So they've relaxed a lot of the rules, and now people say we've gone too far. They want to curb excessive drinking, especially among young people. They think that one of the ways of doing it is to raise the taxes on alcohol. And the alcohol tax revenues, there are state taxes, there are federal taxes. The U.S. Treasury last year collected $30 billion in taxes. Can that be right? Good God. Woo! deaths by drinking went up 25% during COVID. There you go. 140,000 people drank themselves to death in the past year. And Oregon is the king of this. 2.5 times as many people died drinking in Oregon than had been the case in the year before. Cheap beer, cheap wine, it's all there. A lot of people have a weakness for it, right? Look at the number of people. You must have. My mother was an alcoholic. She died of excessive alcoholism and tobacco poisoning, substance abuse. 50 years old, she was dead. And, you know, the same sort of thing happens now. People say that should, you know, they should tax marijuana more than they do, tax the drinks more than they do.
Well, there's been a lot of cracking down at college campuses, too, especially when it comes to the Greek system and hazing, and a lot of kids, freshmen will die because of, what is it, when you're trying to enter, like, a fraternity or sorority.
Hazing.
Right, but a different word I'm looking for. Like when you're actually trying to enter
the hazing
part. Initiation, thank you.
Yeah, okay.
And where it's like if there is any level of hazing during the initiation process, they get basically the entire charter is suspended.
Yeah. You know, you hear me all the time talking about taxation and how we are overtaxed and taxed improperly and how much money is wasted by governments. However, there is a move here which may, the reason that Oregon seems to be the king of this is because there are practically no taxes, excuse me, on beer and wine, any of this other stuff. So the idea here in Oregon and other states is to fix the problem by raising taxes. I don't know, is that the way to fix it? Seems to me education, I get raising, you know, increasing taxes, okay, but how about an educational approach to it? I think that's got to be something that's on the table. So anyway, I thought this was an interesting reality. We talked about it. A lot of people listening to us in Oregon, and good day to you. It's 48 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or to download the app today.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I know that. That's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals, Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Iconic television program for many, as a long time show, has deep meaning for a lot of people, as good cultural things should. I'd say, you know, a lot of people think that television, the vast wasteland, one of the originators of television programming, Marshall McLuhan, a name that nobody, Chucker, do you even know who Marshall McLuhan was?
No, I do not.
Okay, so he was the founder of many of the early ideas that were used in television. And when his ideas weren't adopted, he used to say that television was a vast wasteland. That was 50 years ago. Can you imagine if he was around now?
Well, maybe now, a little bit more. Well, network television might be more of a vast wasteland because a lot of what they're producing is just game shows and reality stuff.
Cheap stuff now.
Yeah, cheap. They have no choice to do it. But anyway, this day in TV history, 1985, which was September 14th, 1985, the Golden Girls premiered on NBC, one of the most entertaining, edgy sitcoms ever produced. Same producer, creator that created the TV show, the sitcom Soap, which is one of my favorite all-time television comedies. Also very edgy stuff, especially back in the day. Here's some other premieres in this day in TV history. 1972, The Waltons premiered on CBS, a long-running show, very popular. You know, I look in my mind's eye on Sunday. I used to, when I was a kid, football in the afternoon. Then you had the Wonderful World of Disney, which was on 7 on NBC. The Waltons, I think, was on 8 o'clock on CBS. We'll say then, yes, yeah, always. I think, did 60 Minutes, when did that start? Was that in the 70s?
It's been around. Long,
yeah,
since
that's been
the
around
70s.
A very long
yeah.
time. Yeah. Now, 1965, this day in TV history, F Troop. Remember that show? Premiered
oh, my God.
On ABC?
Yeah, yeah.
And one
Forrest,
more.
What was the guy's name that was the.
Larry Storch. He just
yeah,
passed,
there
right?
was Forrest. Yeah, he did. Larry Storch just died. But there was a Forrest.
Yeah, he was the main star.
Remember him?
The main star.
Yeah, he was.
And
yeah.
Ken Berry, right? Ken Berry?
Yeah, Ken Berry was in it. Yes, correct.
Yeah. One other one. This day in TV history, 1981. Entertainment Tonight premieres. I believe
Ooh,
it was
wow.
syndicated.
Yeah.
I used to watch it on CBS Channel.
Still around.
Still around.
Still around.
Mary Hart.
Mary Hart.
And John Tesh, right?
She had John Tesh and Mary Hart, yeah. and they became great friends, and Mary Hart was very proud of, she had beautiful legs, and she had them insured for $1 million apiece.
Yes.
Yes. I remember about that.
Science.
Okay.
I love that show.
Yeah, it was a good show. There's a lot of stuff around
yeah.
it. You know, you said something that made me think. My son was here, and his wife and her brother were visiting, and he fixed my TV so that I could watch streaming stuff last time he was here.
Wow, okay.
and now I couldn't. I had forgotten how to do it, so he showed me how to do it again. And I'm looking across the spectrum, excuse me, of all this stuff that's streaming, and I'm thinking to myself what we heard and talked about last week with regard to NBC giving back an hour at night, so they only have to produce 2 hours of programming. The reality is, as you just suggested, people are going to streaming. And there's some talk, I thought this was interesting, especially among the Dick Wolf group that has 3 nights of television on 2 different networks.
Right.
So what are they going to do with that stuff if they eliminate hours and yada yada? Well, apparently Dick Wolf is thinking about starting his own stream.
Really?
With all of the shows that he, I mean, look at how many shows that they have from Law & Order, 20-some-odd years, and the Law & Order Special Victims, 20 years of that. They
I
have
guess
thousands
they could
and thousands and thousands.
Other shows
yeah.
and similar. Yeah, they could do it, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Here's another example of TV erosion of network television. The Emmys on the other night, lowest rating ever.
It was awful.
25% off last year, 5.9 total.
But it was their own fault because the show sucked. That's
well,
why people
thing.
Went away
here's
from
the thing.
It.
For whatever reason, post-COVID, there is a very strong celebrity dislike. It's a backlash. There's no
those,
doubt.
Those people that ran that show were unlikable. Yeah. The girl that was the announcer, Keenan, what's his face, that was and the Jimmy Kimmel thing.
Yeah.
It was all very poorly done, and they all come across as unlikable, arrogant Hollywood types. That's what they.
Did you like it?
No. Okay, this guy was the...
Let me ask you a question. Right. Did you find a grain? Did you find at least a grain of positive in that telecast? Anything?
Yeah, the acceptance speech
Michael Keaton.
For Michael Keaton. That was it.
Yeah,
thank you. You and I agree. All right, 59 past the hour. Good man, Chucker.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.